Hey, thanks for listening to my podcast. Check back every day to hear great stuff that you may have missed. All you do is keyword podcast. Plus, stay connected with the show at kiss108.com, keyword Maddie.
Maddie in the morning. Hi, everybody. The next segment on the show is not for anybody here in the studio because God knows we don't need it. But,
oh, my.
But there's a book out called Seven Keys to Lifelong Sexual Vitality. Lisa? Mm. Tune out, because if you get any more hopped up in here. And its author is Dr. Brian Clement. And Brian has an institute where he studies sexuality and health and food and aphrodisiacs and stuff.
Yes, it's an interesting work, I can tell you.
I always thought this is stuff. Now, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I have to start out this way. I always thought this stuff was, you know, kind of myth. You know, like eat oysters and all those kind of stuff.
Well, that is a myth, to eat oysters.
So oysters is the myth.
Well, there's many myths out there in the world about health, and I think they've been propagated by industries that want to sell you particular foods. But there's a real science, a core science that we've learned about over the last several decades on what can make you feel good and your libido stay alive forever.
Well, that's good for me because I got a young wife and I'm on the way out.
Oh, so
I
want to give it.
I mean, it's the least
she's
I can do.
She's going to use you up and discard you.
Well, no, I just feel as though I feel as though there's a certain responsibility that I have to.
Well, you have to, I know.
So you brought us carrots and watermelon, and I eat carrots. And does that come on?
Well, wait till you hear this. Now,
okay.
Recently, down at Texas A&M. Now, I know it's Texas; it's not Boston. They did a study to look at Viagra. Now, who do you think the number one user group of Viagra is?
Billy and his...
we didn't say Billy, the biggest purchaser of Viagra.
Oh,
we said the number one user group.
Oh,
I see. How come you have a stack in the corner over here?
Yeah. Men of a certain age, I would guess.
Well, it's 20 to 28-year-old young men.
Get out.
Yes, wow. It is. This is a recreational drug for our youth.
Oh, yeah.
And sadly today...
Hold on. The gay one.
Yeah. And the gay one? What do you mean gay? You mean gay people don't use Viagra?
He's gay. Well, he's out. He's our gay member. No, he's openly gay, and that's a big thing in the gay world.
It's a big thing in clubbing. Yeah, you go out, you do drugs, and then you do Viagra so you can still perform.
The Viagra cancels out the drinking or whatever.
Yeah, let's go back now. Texas A&M, very good school for research, discovered...
Bill, this is right up your alley.
Discovered, and I listen, Billy, very closely.
Okay. He just got here and he knows your needs.
You're going to save thousands of dollars if you listen closely.
Okay.
In watermelon, there's an element that's more effective than Viagra. So you better get out there and buy the watermelon because you're going to the autumn here now. So save it up, stick it in your refrigerator.
That's right. Watermelons are going to be out of season, and then you're on your own. You need a popsicle stick.
Yeah, this element inside. Hey, don't talk about popsicles with him in the room.
No.
Kapow!
He has a lot of inventive ideas with watermelon.
Boy, Brian just joined. He's been here forever.
Wow!
He's like a team member.
Down at Hippocrates, we've seen this. We give people.
By the way, Hippocrates, I should explain. We didn't mention that Hippocrates is the name of your institute.
Yes, and it began right here in Boston, Massachusetts, back in 1956. Our founder was told she had stage 4 cancer by the Harvard doctors up at Mass General, and she had 3 months to live. And she brought about a total recovery with natural foods, attitude, and all of the things that we know about today. But Viagra is something that's important, too, to the young listeners, as we hear about. But why we want to keep our sexuality healthy is because we need it for our entire life. Everything about our life is sexual.
Well, Brian, I don't know what's going on at home with you.
An awful lot of fun, I can tell you.
Running around like a rabbit.
Hey, when you get into your 60s like me, you've got to have a great imagination.
Yeah. Here we go again, huh?
Oh, no, Brian's home. I got to get off the phone.
Now listen, we've got to get off the watermelon. We've got to get off the... And get onto the carrots.
Wow.
Look at the carrots.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
carrots are... Now, don't think about what you can do with a carrot. Let's talk about eating. Let's talk about eating the carrot, not utilizing the carrot.
Oh, my God.
Now, this is early on a Monday morning.
Do you have an actual degree, like a medical degree?
Yes, I do. Sexual carrotry.
Wow.
The thing is, this Brian, we're with Dr. Brian Clement is here, and he, you're serious about this, and we're joking, but you're not kidding. I mean, no, underneath the joking is the real science.
You have to understand that our underlying human growth hormone, the drive for everything we do, our thought, our action, our movement, our intelligence, our IQ, all comes from human growth hormones. These are sexually motivated. And eating a carrot, as an example, with its high vitamin E, helped that.
I'm for that.
Could you pass the carrots?
I mean,
now let's go down. Look at avocado.
Yeah, the avocados.
Now, you talk to them about your avocado consumption. You tell these young men why you're so sexy and attractive.
I eat a half an avocado every day.
Every day. And she doesn't only rub
How
it
does
on
he
herself.
Know that?
She
I
eats
just
it.
Told him when he walked in because I saw the avocado. And
I forgot
I'm like,
to tell you, I'm a psychic also.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That explains
there it.
It
is.
It's the avocado.
Yeah.
She has an avocado every day.
Look at
half an avocado.
Do you have guacamole?
No, you just put a little lime on it, juice. It's great. A little extra virgin olive oil. It's delicious.
Now listen, let me tell you, she's the only one glowing in this place. You guys look like deadbeats.
Wow. Yeah,
him, with his him with his stack of Viagra, and she's glowing over there.
She's glowing.
And she's the one eating avocados.
Doc, I want to be very clear on something.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about him. Okay? Yeah.
Don't worry about that. I have to worry about you. You're sitting close to me with all that Viagra.
Again, could you pass the
carrots? You need some carrots?
Yeah, give me some carrots.
All right, we don't have any more time, but you meet Dr. Clement, go to his book signing tonight at the Arsenal Center for the Arts, which is right next to the Arsenal Mall on Arsenal Street in Watertown.
Yes.
And Dr. Clement will be speaking there. His book is called Seven Keys to Lifelong Sexual Vitality. And you'll like it. And look at Lisa. The proof is in the
Oh, boy, you're
guacamole.
Glowing, I'm telling you. You want to come over tonight?
Where do they get the book? On Amazon.com and other... Dr. Clement's book, Seven Keys to Lifelong Sexual Vitality.
Thanks for having me
on. Thank God we had a time before we got to the zucchini. That's all I can say.